And Roebling will be there tomorrow. That's what he had to, let us know here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are covering the election tonight. The results coming in from Super Tuesday, pretty much Trump-Clinton. I mean, there's a few interesting wrinkles with some of the results. Texas went to Ted Cruz. Oklahoma, it looks as if Bernie Sanders is going to win that. Go ahead.
Quick one. Donald Trump right now is ahead in six, is winning six states, and he's in second place in two states. Cruz, Ted Cruz, is winning two states, and he's in second place in three states. Mm-hmm. Marco Rubio is not winning any states, and he's coming in second in only two.
That's the storyline, then. That's going to be the storyline tonight, right?
A big goose egg zero on the winning.
Rubio needed to have a better showing than goose egg.
Cannot
Rubio's
win.
Not there, man. He's not showing up.
You All cannot right. win if you don't, oh, I don't know, win. Now, you have to win a state.
On the other hand, Rubio may now be subsumed into this so-called brokered convention, which is oxymoronic because there are no more brokers.
You're not going to have a brokered convention. Donald Trump is going to have a majority of delegates by far.
There are some people out there who believe in unicorns, you know.
Let's go to Ron Sandak, representative.
He does not
Republican
believe in
from Downers
like
Grove. He's more of a Kasich guy. Representative Sandak, thanks for being here.
Good to talk to you, Justin, as always.
So reaction tonight to your candidate who you're supporting, Governor Kasich, he's doing okay in Vermont. He's got a second place finish, looks like, in Vermont. But other than that, we're not seeing much bump from Governor Kasich.
Well, I mean, he's got, you know, a tenth, maybe a 20th of the resources. He's playing the away game right now. There'll be a home game relatively soon. Next week's Michigan. It's close to Ohio. But then it's obviously his state, and it turns to a Midwestern state battleground. And I think he's well-suited to compete and maybe win some states there. And, you know, with Rubio falling off a little bit, there's going to be conversation about who ought to be remaining in the candidacy, you know, debate here. And there's an argument that with all the resources Rubio has, he's not showing.
Right. Representative, this
not going to do well in the Midwest.
This is Dave Lundy. I have to tell you, Kasich is the candidate, and I'm a Democrat. Kasich is the candidate that we feared the most, a Kasich-Rubio ticket. But he's not winning, so it doesn't matter if he's playing an away game. We're talking now 15 states have come and gone, and he's not winning anything. And the closest he's got is he's 3 points behind in Vermont, and it's Vermont.
These are including next week, these are all partitioned states, meaning you get a percentage of the delegates. 15th of March becomes winner takes all states, including Illinois, including Ohio.
So do you think he could win Illinois?
I know he can win Ohio, and I think he can. I think there's a chance he can compete a heck of a lot more. Look, Illinois and Ohio have a lot of things in common. And they're, you know, I think things are starting to coalesce. We saw, you know, every one of us has been talking about when is this Trump candidacy going to go off the rails? Because everything that you know about politics has been thrown away. Every bad thing you can say, every bad thing you can do seems to have emboldened him and his audience. But I think we saw a little bit of a pivot last week when he couldn't quickly disavow David Duke and the Klan. That's not a trick question. That's not a really difficult thing to do. And I think now people are starting to take a look at this guy,
well, Ron,
including the establishment and regular Republicans.
Yeah.
Ron, hi, it's Chris Roebling. And I want to ask more about Trump's acceptability or lack thereof as the standard bearer for the party of Lincoln and Reagan. Okay.
Oh, I mean, don't forget Teddy Roosevelt either. But yeah, right.
I'm not as much a fan of Roosevelt as I am of Reagan. Okay. But let's just say here, what do we do? You're a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. You've served at the neighborhood level, at the municipal level, at the state rep level, at the state senate level. So you are a part of this party. And what is your reaction to a guy like Trump getting this close to the nomination?
Oh, I mean, it hurts. It causes great dismay and consternation, Chris, but it also emboldens me that this is this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I heard Dave loud and clear that Trump's doing extraordinarily well again, but it's not over. The math is not beyond the pale of stopping this thing. And I think the Midwest, thank God, the land of Lincoln, Ohio, Rust Belt states, you know, where Midwestern values and Midwestern common sense could maybe put this thing to rest, well, you know, or at least stop it and slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are we getting to a dangerous realm?
We've been in a dangerous realm the whole time, I think. But yes.
Yeah, where the party might actually be split. I mean, could we be looking at a practical, if not a legal, but a practical split of the party where people who care about our tradition in civil rights, our tradition of upholding individual rights, our tradition of free speech, yes, our tradition of the Fourth Amendment, are people going to say, I just can't go for this guy?
Chris, William F. Buckley threw out the McCarthy's and the John Birches and the bad elements of the party once. We need a reasonable, thoughtful conservative, center-right individuals who believe in human dignity, who believe in small markets, limited government, free minds, free hearts, to push back on what is clearly not a conservative and clearly not a Republican. There's nothing conservative about Donald Trump.
So if the general election is between Hillary Clinton and Donald J. Trump, who are you voting for?
Gary Johnson. I think he's a libertarian, right?
agenda.
Or I look for a third party, like, I don't know, the Constitutional Party that I hear is trying to recruit Governor Perry.
I'm going to write in Larry Gress.
Larry Gress, there you go. But look, Dave, I'm not ready to surrender in any way, shape, or form. My party, a party that I care about, that I think has been, largely responsible for our predicament. We have to take responsibility for where we are, but we also have to take control of the situation and push back. This cannot be who we are. This gentleman does not represent good Republicans, good conservatives, thoughtful center-right people who believe, again, in small market, small government, free minds, free markets, and free will. This is not our standard bearer. No way.
Republican State Representative Ron Sandak from Downers Grove, Illinois. Mr. Sandak, thanks for joining us tonight.
As always, thanks, Justin.
There you go. Strong words from one of the GOP establishment here.
See, that's
in
leadership.
Yeah.
That's leadership.
Every single Republican elected to office is going to be asked the exact same question
But that's what we want to hear.
Which is why I asked it.
Right.
So, and they're going to be held to this November.
Let's take a break.
You're the only one asking that question.
No, you're right. Everybody needs to ask Republicans that question. Do you stand behind your party's nominee?
Right.
Because functionally after tonight, your party's nominee is Donald J. Trump.
We're covering the Super Tuesday results, election results here on WGN Radio. We'll come back. We're standing by for Donald Trump. We'll come back. We'll have more. Stay with us.